Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Nathan Fox, that's Ben Olson. We are the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We've got an email here from Lexi with a little bit of background information. Lexi scored -3 in reading comp on their diagnostic a year and a half ago. That was a 163 total, but has scored -6 to -8 on reading comp over the past 6 weeks. Lexi just took their first official LSAT and says,
"I don't know my actual score yet, but I felt as if I didn't understand a single reading comp passage on the June 2023 test. It was like I couldn't focus on or make any sense of the words on my screen, no matter how many times I reread them. As an English major, who also reads more than 100 books a year for pleasure, this was an unprecedented feeling. Whenever I take a printed practice test, even after my random drop in online reading comprehension, I have yet to score lower than 177. My last 10 online practice tests, either on Demon's interface or LawHubs, fell between 167 and 172 with all wrong answers, except for one or two on occasion, being from reading comp. To no avail, I've been trying to figure out why I consistently perform better when the test is printed and how to fix my recent dip in my online reading comp score. Question, is it normal for some students to score better with pencil and paper versus online? It's a different medium. Some people do. They like it better. It's something about...
You could get an accommodation to take it pencil and paper.
Yeah, you can. It's a good point.
I think you can't just ask for that. You'd have to get a doctor's note, but those kinds of doctor's notes are real easy to get. I mean, I think your normal physician might be willing to do it for you. You probably don't have to go get a fancy eval for learning differences or whatever.
No.
How many of these printed practice tests have you taken? Why have you been doing that? If it's just one or two or three, then I might just say small sample.
Sure.
I mean, I probably think that this is all just in your head anyway, right? It seems like a mental thing. No, it is not true that students generally score better with pencil and paper. Do some students? I'm sure that is true that there are not a non-zero amount of students who would score better with pencil and paper.
Yeah.
But the vast majority of people these days are taking it online, and there's no shortage of people who are scoring high taking it online. So there's no like real reason that I can think of that you would do better pencil and paper. These 100
for sure.
books a year that you read for pleasure, are you reading those all in print? What do we make though of the -3 in reading comp on their diagnostic a year and a half ago?
And then worse today?
Well, worse over the past 6 weeks. But yeah.
Over the past 6 weeks. I don't know. It's hard to take to look at that -3 and be like, oh, well, that's where you were at. I mean,
that was one data point. Could have been lucky. Still kind of hard to get lucky. Right. I mean, generally probably knew the answer to most of the questions there.
Well, I suspect if it was the diagnostic, Lexi was engaging with reading comp in a more natural way.
Right.
Maybe Lexi has imposed upon the study habits that they have developed weird, processes that just are hurting.
Yeah. Are you doing some LSAT reading, like, or, you know, some book that you read or some class that you took that told you, oh, when you read LSAT reading comprehension passages, you need to do these things? I would probably just ignore all those things that people have taught you. Unless it was us. And what we would teach you is read every sentence for understanding. Don't go on to the next sentence if you don't understand the previous one. Make sure you're following a story as you go through these passages and understand that the author is trying to make a point about something. You know, pay attention, in other words. And I think sometimes people go into this hyper-focused LSAT reading where they're, you know, oh, I'm just looking to underline the main point from this paragraph. Yeah, okay, but what's the story? And you've like lost the you know, you don't really know what it's about because you're so looking for keywords or a topic sentence or something like that.
Yeah.
If you're doing that, Lexi, you got to let go of that stuff. This would be an excellent question to ask in any of our reading comprehension classes at LSAT Demon. We have multiple classes, different days, different times throughout the week, different teachers, different styles of classes. I would come to any of those classes and I would talk about your problems there. You know, do the reading comp in Ben's class and see how you do. Do the reading comp in my class and see how you do. Talk to us about the individual questions that you're missing.
Yeah.
I think that's about all the help I can offer.
Yeah. Thanks for writing in, Lexi. Email daily at lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.